Hello, this is Baymax, here to... Oh. Oh, sorry, is this thing on? I didn't mean to offend anyone. Oh, hello, Pumpkin. I'm here to tell you a bedtime story, and... Oh, you didn't think that you'd tell a bedtime story without me, did you? I mean, come on. You know I've got the style, I've got the grace, I've got everything where it counts. You know.
Well, okay. I suppose we can tell it together. Something like that.
Yes, yes. Well, once upon a time at a certain mystical butler cafe.
That seems extravagant. Wait, why a butler cafe?
It was just one of the many things I can do. But, you know, that kind of thing. Don't worry about it.
Well, I'm not sure how I look in a butler outfit, but I'll try anything once.
Yes, yes. Well, anyways, a little cutie walked in, and of course ordered me as the butler.
Wait, now you're just usurping the story. What about Pumpkin?
Okay, okay. I guess they can order both of us.
Well, I mean... Is Pumpkin equivalent to Little Cutie?
That'll never be equivalent. You see, because I'm so cool and stuff like that, they obviously must like being called Little Cutie more and...
Hey. Hey. I don't think I like that. You see, I think they're equal. Because we're equals. Especially on the court.
Oh, don't make me laugh. We're only equals in words.
Now you're just not making sense. Anyways, it was the Butler Cafe. Mia Moore. Yeah, it was called Mia Moore. Anyways, Pumpkin, we went and got you a cup of tea and biscuits.
And don't forget, a kiss on the cheek.
Whoa there! You're overstepping things quite fast. I mean, I guess it's not a problem, but... okay. Yeah, you get a kiss too. Well, as best as I know how to, anyways.
Mm-hmm. And... Of course, there was the tea, which was excellent tea. The biscuits were good, too. But you see, little cutie, there's a lot I need to show you at the Butler Cafe. Mostly my beautiful face, but also a little letter. You see this? This right here. This is for you. It's my digits. Call me.
That seems way too direct for a bedtime story. Well, I did the same thing. Obviously. I can't lose.
Trying to compete still. Everyone tries it first. It's just doesn't always work out, you know?
Well, I'm more than happy to keep trying. Don't get the wrong idea with me. I'm not going to lose to you, Oikawa, even if you consider yourself a prince. Then I'll consider myself a king.
Wouldn't that just make me your son?
That's not how I meant it, but no. Just no.
Anyways, we decided to go and have our merry time and wait for that call. And of course, I was schooling Asahi in one game after the other at the carnival. Of course, that was where the date was set up, that we were going to meet you.
We? So, we're like both meeting them for a date? The story doesn't make sense. Though I mean, I guess it can work, somehow.
Ah, yes. There they were. As beautiful as ever, as gorgeous as a butterfly in flight. Little cutie, right this way.
I told you, kisses aren't meant to be like... Anyways, Pumpkin, I'm glad you came. See, you got a kiss on each cheek. All better.
Anyways, there we were. After I'd won 33,333 times in the 15 minutes we were there, I obviously schooled Asahi a few times, so he was a little unsure of himself.
No, I wasn't. Carnival games aren't a good way of determining value, especially not with people. You can't determine value anyways.
Ah, yes. Oh, my bad. It was just a joke. Mostly, I still won. Well, anyways, on to the next one. We went, and we had a wonderful time there, just for a moment. Of course, there was one game I couldn't win at.
Ah, yes. It's my time to shine.
The game of, sitting on that little, stool above the, what is it, the vat of water. I couldn't win it falling in.
That's not winning at all. Now you're just... All right, do your worst. Show me in the dunking tank or whatever.
And there I was. Barbecues... Oh, that's the wrong line. Anyways, I was going to say... I threw the baseball with such grace that my little cutie saw everything. Amazing, isn't it? Watching true beauty in flight. Of course, I struck up a pose, and I looked like a prince. And then, I kissed my beautiful little cutie.
Hey, I'm still here. Even if you dunked me, doesn't mean that I care for my pumpkin less. You aren't gonna win this. Come here, Pumpkin. I don't lose to this fool, but that's not why I'm kissing you. Competition is good, but I'm not sure it's the right thing to do right here. After all, I mean, think about it. It's not right to fight when we're all supposed to be getting along and stuff. There's a kiss to make things better.
Oh, yes. And we were off to see the circus. At the middle of the carnival, it was going to be a wonderful, wonderful time watching all of the interesting feats, and of course, Asahi was a part of it.
What? I don't really have any amazing feats. What are you getting at?
Well, of course, you were big and strong and muscly, so they thought you were the strong man.
I was mistaken? Uh-oh. But I can't lift that much.
Well, better think of something. After all, we were in the stands, just enjoying our time together. And it was something that was, you know, that much more fun. Without... Oh, no. Not without you. Without distractions. That's right.
This isn't working. Look, Pumpkin, I'll try and do it, but just wish me luck. Okay, I got the first one, and then the crowd went wild, and then the second one was too heavy, and I tipped over. Oh, sorry. I guess that's just more of an honest story. I don't know how to embellish or exaggerate too well, so I figured I'd tell it exactly like I thought.
And a good story it was, right, little cutie? Yeah, it plays to his strengths. Honesty. I think those are good strengths to have. Now, if only you could get other things like grace, style, a face like mine. But I was actually joking. Honestly, he's just fine. It's just, I can't exactly be bothered to lose to anyone. Especially not when it comes to my little cutie.
Well, anyways, after being mistaken, I clearly went out of the arena and went to the bleachers where everyone was, and I demanded my victory kiss for, well, not demanded, requested. You know how it is. Sometimes when you get past something that's a little bit difficult, you have to get something to keep you going strong, right? At least that's how I thought of it.
Oh, yes. Well, have your kiss. I'm not upset. I'm just, practicing if I was upset.
Pumpkin. I love you, Pumpkin. And every time you smile, it makes my heart skip a beat.
Oh, little cutie. Every single time I see you, you make me reminded of the fact that I'm... You remind me of why I'm so good at what I do. And why I'm so talented and... Oh, sorry, no. I was only kidding. You remind me why I'm thankful to be alive. As well as why I'm thankful to have you in my arms.
What? When did they get there? I don't remember ever letting go.
Well, you know, I might have worked some movie magic in there. Of course, little cutie doesn't mind, right?
Well, I mind, so I'm in on this too. If we're doing anything, it's a group hug or something.
Ah, yes, a group hug, a compromise. Just what I wanted.
You sound a bit jealous there. You gonna be okay, Oikawa?
Oh, yes, I'm fine, fine. Just fine. Just fine. Just fine. Yeah. Anyways, little cutie, exiting the wonderful little tent, we went to get snacks.
Oh, yes, your favorite's candy apples, right? Oh, wait, or is it something else, Pumpkin? Pumpkin pie! Wait, is that cannibalism? Oh, sorry.
And we went to get cotton candy. Something nice and something good. Something snacking and just the right amount of melt-in-your-mouth sugary goodness. But we don't worry about the after effects of it. That's because we only ate a little bit.
Well, anyways, I got you my favorite snack to see if you'd like it. Elephant ears. And, it's been a long time since I've had it, but, the elephant ears are really good here, so I hope you enjoy, Pumpkin.
Ah, of course they would. That's why I got them one before you.
But you already got them cotton candy. You can't just...
Oh, what a shame. It looks like they were full on that, so I guess you're gonna have to try again. Right, little cutie? Oh, never mind, my bad. Apparently they're still hungry for it, so...
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Is it at least good? Make sure you don't eat too much, though, and get a tummy ache. I would rub your tummy if you got a tummy ache, though, because I don't want you to feel sad or feel the pain like that. I know how bad tummy aches can be. So whenever you get one, you can depend on me to kiss it better. Or give a rub. It doesn't matter which.
Ah, yes. Anyways, as I was saying, little cutie, there's more to it than that. I needed you to know that I actually got you a gift. Yes, a gift just for you. Though I guess got you a gift wasn't really what I was thinking. It was more made you a gift that hopefully you enjoy.
Oh, what was it? I got a gift too, somehow. I'm just not sure what it is yet.
Ah, yes. Well, anyways, This one was a beautiful wristband that I made from scratch. And it has our names on it. Isn't it great? Well, it's a bit embarrassing, but I tried to make it our colors. The color of your eyes and the color of mine. Sound fun? Well, it doesn't have to be just that. I could always give you a kiss, too.
Wait, well, the gift I got for you is, it's a stuffed animal. I wanted it in a game earlier, and I thought you'd like this giant huggy bunny. It seemed like something you could hug whenever I'm away, just in case we get separated or something.
Ah, yes. Huggy bunny. Good job. My little kitty. It is getting late, so why don't we go and watch a movie?
A movie now? But what movie would we even watch together?
Well, the movie that comes to mind is a beautiful telling of many different things. A kiss on the forehead, a telling of something much more greater than anything else in this world. That's so good that I can't even put it into words.
So, basically, you don't know.
Exactly. I don't really know what I'm talking about, but I'm just winging it till it works.
Well, I mean, a kiss on the forehead is a good start. Just, well, yeah. We could watch Disney movies or something. I've never thought of them. But some people call it immature to watch them. Even though we're, well, grown up so far.
Oh, forget them. It doesn't matter who watches a Disney movie. You should watch whatever you like for the reason that you like it. That's called pride. And doing the right thing.
Well, that's the case. I think we should be proud of what we like. And, well, pumpkin. It's gonna be Halloween soon. Which is still shocking to say. But did you have something you were gonna dress up as this year?
Ah, yes. I'm sure there's many things that would suit you. And not to be too over the top, but it'd be nice to see a change of pace. With things being so consistently the same, especially now, it's nice to see you have fun. Any ideas?
I see. So it's gonna be something like that. Well, I mean, it's definitely a wonderful start to things. It's just, well, I figured this year I'd go as like a pirate.
A ruffian of the seas, huh? Well, I can't say it doesn't suit you. And as for you, I like your choice, little cutie. It makes me feel less self-conscious about trying to dress up as your husband.
Why didn't I think of that? Sometimes you pull those smooth moves. But maybe I'm the pirate that could steal you from your husband.
Isn't that wrong?
Isn't it wrong to assume I'm not doing something good? Of course I'm doing something good.
Well, I guess we'll just have to have a tug of war with him then, won't we? Don't worry too much, little cutie. It's gonna be fine.
Well, as long as we don't pull too hard, and or make use of time in a way that isolates and excludes the other one.
Isn't that the whole point of the competition? to get them to, what's the word? Get rid of unnecessaries?
That's unnecessary. What you just said. You don't need to consider me an unnecessary. Besides, I love my pumpkin. And they deserve a crown. If there's ever a pumpkin with a crown, I'll know that my pumpkin is near.
Oh, trying to get ahead, are you?
No, actually, I just kind of followed my heart.
A bold statement, I guess. Two can play at that game, can't we? Little cutie.
Well, I mean, things going this way. We obviously, went to the super cool, new Pokemon movie together, because Oikawa didn't know how to choose a movie.
Well, you've got me there, I guess. No movie lives up to my expectations, but I suppose that one could be a decent waste of time.
And then we went to see Detective Pikachu 2. And it was quite good, despite reviews saying that it was too sassy for this world.
Oh, it almost sounds like me. If I was sassy and not just speaking straight facts.
Whatever you say, man. But Pumpkin, I love you so much. And I need you to know it. Make sure you take care of yourself, okay? It's important to look in the mirror and say something good about yourself sometimes. I know sometimes that's hard. I do the same thing. It's all about taking your time and doing it at your own pace.
Trying to say those wise words, huh? Well, look at me stumbling over my words like that. Mm-hmm. But I guess I should say, too, be true to who you are and don't forget. It's okay. Even if sometimes you try and put on a brave face, it's okay to break. Just be you. You're my little cutie. And you should know how much I love you. There's nothing to stop us from being happy. We just gotta make every day, good or bad, into something we like it to be, for the most part. Though I get that not every single one is going to be that way, but it's still a lot better to try.
Well, I'm kind of shocked you said something like that. Anyways, make sure, Pumpkin, you don't forget to eat, drink, and take good care of yourself. It's really dangerous if you don't. And if you're not taking care of yourself, it's something you may regret later. And I don't want you to have any regrets. You definitely can live a life without regrets, I think. Just follow your heart and do the things you want to do. It doesn't matter if the whole world doesn't understand, as long as you do.
Ah, yes. A lot of people don't always choose to understand us. Sometimes they judge without thinking, without knowing. But don't listen to them. Listen to me instead. I know you better. And I definitely know what makes you happy better. I know you need just a little time. Just a moment. To gather yourself. And that's okay. You don't have to feel pressured for it. Because everything is going to be okay. It doesn't matter if this or that doesn't work out. Everything will be fine in the end. Because we've got each other, little cutie. And you need to remember. You're beautiful, gorgeous, and one of a kind. Absolutely so, or you wouldn't be worthy of me.
Well, Pumpkin, I just want to say that to me, there's no one better. Not even a single person. And it makes me happy. Knowing that I can make you smile sometimes and return all that love you've given to me. Even if I know there's no liability to returning it, I like to. Because I love time with you. And I love to see you smile. It makes me feel like I'm alive and like everything's gonna be okay for me. You probably don't even know it, but you've made me happy so many times. More times than I can count. And I want you to know that you'll never ever be alone. Even if life says this or that, you always have me by your side. Not only to say what's from my heart, but to give you a great big hug and a kiss on the forehead too. Just like that.
I hate to say it, but those words are quite true. And despite what I may or may not be, I love you. Plain and simple. No strings attached. Nothing else to get in the way of it. I love you so much, little cutie. Never change who you are now. Otherwise, you might just go and change yourself right out of being yourself. And that doesn't sound like much fun, does it? Little cutie, never forget. Even if you're different than others. Or maybe some don't understand you. Some put your feelings to the side for other things. I care about your feelings more than anything. And it's okay. You can let those tears happen or the smiles happen or whatever you feel. That's what matters most at the end of the day. Is that you be yourself, little cutie. And that you stay true to that beautiful, gorgeous, wonderful person I know. And never forget, that's exactly what you are. And you can't take it back, no matter what you try.
Of course. Never. You can never take it back. It's true. Because you're gorgeous inside and out. You've got a heart that's absolutely wonderful. A heart so good, it makes me feel soft and warm and fuzzy. And makes me want to give you hugs and kisses. Of course, sometimes I know we're going to go through things that we don't want to or that we feel we can't. But that's okay, too. Sometimes that's what life is. It can be a struggle. But I promise, day in or day out, together we'll make it something to remember. Something happy. Something beyond happy, actually. I just know it's going to work out somehow. And that we'll be happy together. Pumpkin, I love you so much, baby. And I want you to know, all those things, they're going to work out. I know you've got a lot on your plate and a lot of things that you think about. And that's okay. But you don't have to worry. Alone. I love you, Pumpkin, and I always will. And you'll be safe in my arms.
And of course, no matter what, even on those days when you feel like you can't even get up, when you're in so much pain, physically or emotionally, you'll always be able to rely on me. Little cutie, that's a promise. I don't make those lightly. And I also don't go back on them. You're going to be fine. Just fine. and you can take as much time as you need. How about that? See, I bet you feel better already. And even if you don't, trust me, I'm more stubborn than any pain that could come over you. I'm stubborn enough that I could take it all on right by myself. So cute, my little cutie. You make my heart beat fast and my mind at ease. I'm glad you're mine, little cutie.
And I'm glad to have you, no matter what. I'm happy, if for no other reason than to see you here with me and know that you're at least mostly okay. It makes me happy, really happy, to be able to see you smile sometimes. Don't feel pressured to, though. I can tell when it's not a smile from the heart. So none of those, okay? Take your time, and together, we'll smile like we mean it. How about that?
I hate to say it, Asahi, but that was pretty smooth of you. Bravo, bravo. Credit where credit is due. Now, little cutie, where were we? All right. Going to catch our movie together?
Don't you mean all of us?
Yes, yes, I guess so. Anyways, off we go. Or should I say night-night? The movie could be called Night Night Story, for all I care. Oh, yes, a kith-kith. Kith-kith.
A kith-kith? I'm not sure how I feel about that. Here's one just to be sure.
I suppose I could give a kith-kith. Good night, everyone. And by everyone, I mean you. You too. Does that constitute a group? I wonder.
Good night, pumpkin.
Good night, little cutie. Sweet dreams now. I love you.
And I love you so much, pumpkin. Sleep well, okay?
Sleep well. And have the sweetest night ever.